Fantastic success.
The economy is doomed.
Tariffs on all me favourite things, booze and butter.
Ireland will go back to the time of Peg Sayers. I can't wait.
Stop blagging, Norma. Lads, you're not seeing it at all. This was meant to be Armageddon. It was meant to be terrifying.
Yeah.
And yet he's left Big Pharma off the hook. Oh. Just like we do when they do the tax avoiding huckle book.
How are you happy about this, Daddy Mihal? Yeah.
Well, it was my fearsome stance, Jack, in the Oval Office that has spared us the nuclear option of Trump's tantrum taxes on all the stents and erection drugs that we sent to the Yanks from Ring-a-skiddy.
And Botox. Where is Jennifer?
And Mihal, think about the lovely melting cheese oozing through your fingers at 3 a.m. after a few scoops.
What?
The jays and bacon juice burning the roof off your mouth. Me heart goes out to our gorgeous dairy fats export market.
God, I'll have to picture wheatgrass and ginseng smoothies for the rest of the day to recover from that image. Thank you, Minister O'Brien.
And the spirits are hit.
And the diaspora will die in the thirst. 20% extra on half ones of Irish amber and dive bars in Boston. Oh. There is no God.
Oh, Miss O'Hon.
Abba, come on now. Look, I know some of it's bad, but I'm not exactly a whiskey and butter langer, am I?
No.
Between ourselves, like, I've no time for some of the inflammation produce we do export to the Yanks.
Oh.
Pharma, though. Zero crack. Ugh. Fastidiously persnickety industry. Arra, pharmaceutical suits me right down to me cuticles.
True, but we have to ensure they don't tariff the stiffy tablets or the wrinkle jabs for making every middle-aged man and woman look like Sandra Bullock.
We have to do something genuinely. Yeah,
yeah. How about we find whatever idiot made the Irish economy dependent on 5 American companies and slap him in the dimples?
Yeah, while ignoring Irish companies.
Now, that is unfair. I did occasionally think of the small, middling and piddling domestic companies and, well, they're just not sexy, are they?
No.
Supermax employs more people than Facebook, yes.
Yeah.
But it just feels better sucking up to Silicon Valley bros who have no respect for us than encourage Irish piddly business.
What about retaliation then, boss?
Yes. Like what?
We can just tariff the profits from rent exported to the shareholders of US private equity firms.
Holy Mary and dimples.
Are you out of your mind, Jack the Cad?
What?
People fought and died so this country could make shelter a luxury commodity, affordable only to foreign landlord corporations.
Yes.
A fair housing market. It's against our ethos entirely.
Also, retaliation is only for nations with self-esteem.
Precisely.
True.
This is Ireland, after all.
Yes.
We double down on our slavishness to the equity feckers.
Correct.
Think about what we could offer the Americans to lick up at this, our darkest hour.
Why don't we extend American sovereign territory at Homeland Security at Dublin Airport?
It's not a bad idea, Jimmeriam. Could we give them the loop? I never liked the loop.
How about extending American soil further into Fingal? Taking a bit of Mallier.
Yeah.
Them big immigration lads in the triple XL uniforms would make nifty bouncers down at the Scaldy Jacks.
Or how about we start calling taps faucets and car boots trunks?
Well, maybe we could adopt the American usage of fannies and fanny packs.
I had an anti-fanny once. She didn't like nudity on the telly, so he said, she's anti-fanny by name and anti-fanny by nature.
Will everybody stop saying fanny? Unless it helps with the gender quota in terms of...
Look, I don't mind so long as we don't bring in them American rashers. No meat in them at all. You'd be as well flossing with the streaky bacon. And we're not changing the word for chips. Or a one-in-one.
Nobody said anything about the...
Free a chipper!
Give over. Talk about chips and rashers. You're giving me chakra heartburn.
Free a chipper!
Stop that
free
now.
Free a chipper!
Where's the tarnish then?
Free a
Is he
chipper.
Off TikToking? And what's the point of him at all these days?
3, 2, 1. Ten hot at ease, TikTok followers. Lance Corporal Harris reporting for duty tonight. Let me first of all say that I've gone into tactical retreat underground after being overwhelmed by the most fierce fighting force on earth, the online mob. Pew, pew, pew. For now, though, I have fled like Charles de Gaulle, broadcasting from a highly secure and undisclosed location.
Simon, what are you doing in the bunker?
Ah, you've ruined my TikTok. What are you doing here, Jennifer? What do you want?
This is where I come to scream when a new children's hospital invoice lands.
Well, let me tell you, White Lotus Lady, you can't scream in here. This is the war room. Bang, bang! I'm merely regrouping after launching a counter-offensive on the comments section.
Is this about the AI image you posted online?
Block, block.
Where you inadvertently called yourself... a penis?
No. I was betrayed by technology. A deleted post? Me? This is more shameful than finishing third in an election. Oh.
It's not all bad. People love a politician who says what we're all thinking.
What people think about... block, block, block!
At least for once, Simon, you looked great.
It was a cartoon, Jennifer.
Oh, I was wondering why you look so colourful and full of life.
Excuse me?
Great colour now, though. What shade of blusher are you using?
It's called Red Sea, and it's very effective, very effective. I'm scarlet.
Oh, the record low, Paul. Historically unpopular, the worst ever.
That's enough now.
When you said you ain't seen nothing yet, I didn't realise nothing was the actual target.
Yes, but I can explain. It's
Yes?
It's all subterfuge, that's right. Oh. Information war, psychops. Now to lay low, see out the trade wars and rebuild from the ashes in 2028, because let me tell you, by then, we'll need a new leader.
Oh, yes, we will, and I know just the person.
No, I meant from Mihal. Wait, what are you saying?
In the meantime, you stay here, Simon.
Well, my people might need me, so...
I think I see a woman in a fleece approaching.
What?
She looks like she has a question.
No.
Yes.
Close the door. Batten down the hatches. Prepare for impact. Present arms. Pew, pew, pew. Bang, bang.
This has never been numbers like this before. Numbers you wouldn't believe. A record number of tariffs, they say, all those people. It's Liberation Day. We love all types of freedom. Liberation, free labor. You can't call it slavery anymore because of the woke mind virus. But Independence Day, what a movie that was. The aliens who blew up the White House, can you believe that? Not on my watch. Which is why I'm announcing a 40% tariff on outer space.
Mr. President, you spoke a lot about the pharmaceutical industry, but you haven't announced any tariffs on that. What about Irish pharma?
Irish farmers have a lot on their plate already. I love the butter.
No, I
don't. I love their milk. The Viagra crops are some of the best in the world, but don't worry. We may apply some tough tariffs later on. I just need to think of a new number.
Right.
By the way, do you like my tariff chart? It's shiny, but flimsy. It might blow away in the wind. American manufacturing at its finest, the greatest, the best.
President, you've been very tough on allies of the United States. How did you calculate these tariffs?
Well, these figures are only fair. We've had the best guys calculating these numbers using a vibes-based economic model because Taiwan stole our chips. That's all I keep hearing. How many Americans supposed to dip their guacamole without chips? As for guacamole, I wanted to impose a 20% tariff, but I couldn't find it on the map. I think it's in South America. A lot of people. We get them next time.
There's a lot of claims you've torpedoed global free trade. You even tariffed some uninhabited Antarctic islands where only penguins live.
Those penguins, let me tell you, those guys, they've been freeloading from us for too long. The penguins are screwing the American people. Plus, they're both black and white at the same time. It's a DEI woke crazy thing. We got to end it now before it destroys our country.
Some economists say the cost of this will be just passed on to struggling American families. What do you say to that, Mr. President?
I said I'd make America great again. These are the greatest tariffs since the 1930s. You know what we had back then? The Great Depression.
Right.
Whoa. The greatest ever. So many people say that to me, Mr. President. America had by far the best depression. That's where we're going back to. Remember that? The Dust Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Back when America could produce its own dust. But after our stupid president, the worst ever, Sleepy Joe, most of our dust, it comes from Mexico. Not anymore. It's going to be American dust sweeping across the land.
They say folks could turn to alcohol to cope, but you tariff that too, especially European wine.
Because all they do is wine. They're pathetic. Ursula von der Wein and her gang of whiners, with the exception of that French guy who touched my wrist.
Macron?
Whoa, he's dreamy, but I'm fair. I didn't apply any new tariffs to Canada or Mexico because I'm nice. Can you believe it?
You already imposed a steel tariff on those two countries.
Because they've all been stealing from us, that's the point. But today we say no more. I hit 60 countries. I'm tough. Wait, I just noticed Wakanda isn't here on the list. Maybe I'll get to them on my third term in office. We got a great future. American people making their own iPhones from dirt and coal. No more imports. That's what we got now. American dirt and coal. And now the Gulf of America will finally be completely liberated of ships. Tariffs the beautiful. From empty sea to shining empty sea. Thank you. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Thank you. Happy Liberation Day. Thank you.
Next week, the grand final of Home of the Year, with design legend Hugh Wallace.
So many homeowners, so many colourful shirts, and homes that I do declare are yummy. I could eat a whole mezzanine. Nom 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 nom.
Primary colourphobic architect Amanda Bowe.
I want a sense of yearning in a home. I want to have the cold, chilly chic of exposed blockwork. I mean, if the living room doesn't look like a Roman Centre exercise yard, I hate it, I hate it, and it should be smashed to the ground.
And this season's new judge, Siobhan Lom.
A lot of viewers are saying I'm serving Joanne McNally, but I just don't see it. Oh my God, did my pink top leave scorch marks on the leather sofa again?
Once again, it's been a whole series of homes, ranging from tech workers who spent €2 million making 200 square foot livable in Dublin, to country couples with no fashion sense living in echoey kitchens the size of the Three Arena.
This year's winner will get the chance to put their tiny home online as a mod-ren short-term let. I mean, why not? God loves a gouger.
Well, you see, gouging, that's what I want to do with my eyes when I see a room that contains anything brighter than grey or sleek shades of mildew.
Lads, the trophy for this thing is shite. Would you not bring them out in a lash at least? Hold on a second, what happened to all the other previous judges on this show?
Oh, let's just say, yummy.
Home of the Year. Not sponsored by Airbnb, but it might as well be.
Ooh, that cuts deep. I like it.
You know what they say, Mr. Fanning. Mm-hmm. You wait ages for a Beatles film, and then four come along at once.
Or should that be, as in she loves you, Top-selling Beatles record in the UK, by the way.
I don't mind in telling you. I thought I'd been had for an April Fool when I woke up Tuesday to the news that two Irishmen... Sounds like the start of a joke, that, doesn't it? Two Irishmen?
It does, yeah.
What in heaven's name are two Irishmen up to at this hour, Marty? I pray tell.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise announcement, of course. Big Las Vegas reveal. And there's Paul Mescal and Barry Keoghan in the middle of it all next to two English lads who look far more Hollywood than our lads, to be fair.
Right, so Paul's playing Paul, the sausage advert fella, playing a vegetarian. He might save our pork exports yet. Yeah. Pork markets.
And Barry's Ringo. Actually, Ringo let that slip a couple of weeks ago there when he said that Barry Keoghan had been taking drumming lessons.
Which is more than Ringo ever did. Naughty Marty!
A few raised eyebrows, of course, to the fact that none of the Fab Four actors are actually from Liverpool.
So Barry Keoghan did play Liverpool in Saltburn, remember?
No, it wasn't the accent that people were talking about, was it?
No. Yeah. There may be small ears listening, Mr. Fanning, Dr. Fanning, sir.
To lyric, I doubt it.
Oh,
come on.
The bitter word. Anyway, what's going on with his face at all?
What? Whose face? Who?
Young Keoghan, the rascal. He's looking a bit amended around the gills, shall we say.
Oh, yeah. They say that he's had a few, what do you call them, tweakments, isn't it?
Huh?
That's a new one to me, tweakments.
Tweakments? Mm. You could open a bottle of baby sham on that jawline after what he's done to it.
Yeah, they say he's had more filler than a 2FM schedule.
Controversial, you bad thing.
At least Paul Mescal still looks permanently like he's hanging after a stag in Westport. Doesn't matter how many gladiator workouts he does, there's always going to be a bang of Denny about him.
Speaking of which, breakfast time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Marty's going to be moustache deep in a saucy bap shortly.
Go away, that sounds like Saltburn too.
And come here, did you see poor old Val Kilmer died?
Oh. Very sad, because mainly he never reached his full potential.
Oh.
Bit of a failure, if you ask me. One of the worst Batmans
he's off,
ever.
Off to his
or
usual.
Be Batman.
Get back!
Who knows?
Get back to where you once belonged!
Good luck. Sorry to disturb you, Lowry lackeys. Don't mind me, just get on with the business there. Don't lend me in it at all.
Wow.
Young Barry, would you like to start things off?
It will be an honour, sir. Okay, lads, let's recite our pledge.
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to Michael Lowry and to the chancery for which he stands, one ragtag group of lackeys, indivisible, with roads and capital funding for all.
Very good, very good. Now call me Lava Lowry from here on out, for discretion like. Nothing must come back to me now.
Yes, sir. I love these parliamentary party meetings.
We're not actually a parliamentary party. We're just like-minded independents.
And it's nothing to do with me again. I'm just an advisor, really.
Okay, right. What do we do now?
Look, I'm not demanding anything, but maybe Minister Sean Kenny could lead the meeting.
Oh, yes.
I'll just sit over here in the shadows saying nothing. Don't mind me.
Good.
The secret Taoiseach, they call me. Oh. Their guess. Sorry, I'll wish up now and let you get on.
Well, first of all, thank you, Deputy Lowry. Yeah. And on today's business, where I want to...
Hang on a second there now. You're not Sean Kenny there.
What?
I'm Sean Kenny. You're Baxter Morden.
Jeppers, sorry there. I just do get mixed up, sorry.
No, easy mistake. We're all interchangeable, Sean.
Hold on a second here. Who am I?
you're Noel Grealish. Huh? You were in the PDs. Like.
Ah, I have you now. Good, good, good.
Now, it's been a bruising few weeks, folks, but we're out the other side. Right. Letting Carol Nolan speak was a great wheeze altogether. Not officially one of ours. No, no. And a woman to boot.
Not bad looking either. Sorry, don't mind me. I'm not here.
Yeah. Right, well, cool. The agenda now. What are you doing, Barry? Would you just sit down? We're trying to do the meeting.
No, I'm totally grand here, man. There's no seats left anyway.
What? There's a chair right next to me, young fella. Sig she is.
No, I don't want to sit beside you, man.
Excuse me?
I just don't like you no more.
What are you...
What he's doing is he's been she's of inner shearing you. Watch it, Lava Lowry. He'll be cutting off his fingers next.
Don't talk to me about fingers. Come on now, Barry. This is just Finny McGrath getting into your head. Sit down.
I don't know anything about him. I'm my own person. Thank you very much.
You're not.
I'm my own man.
How you're not? You're a Finian minion. Yeah. What?
So sit down there next to your bio.
No, I'm not going to do it, man.
Enjoy being a nobody, so like Gillian Toole.
Anyway, back to the agenda. The speaking rights row is over. Hey. God bless Trump's tariffs for taking the hate of us.
Sure, listen, lads. Everything gets forgotten in the end. The Ben Dunn extension, my super casino, the note I passed to Inda about putting the girline on the board. All of it. My fingers will be lucky to make it into reeling in the year 2025.
What do we do next, Bash?
Go forth and blackguard lackeys. Hey. Also, none of yous were ever here.
You're such a legend, dude.
I'm watching you, young Heenahan.
What?
I'm watching you.
Alright, lads, yeah, I'm Johnny Smacks, how's it going?
And I'm Johnny B, where are the two Johnnies?
And we are very excited for the start of the GAA Championship, lad, this very weekend.
Ah, there's not like a bunch of GAA heads in the field betting each other under a beautiful blue sky.
Yeah, it's like our summer gigs, Pints in a Field, on sale now. Yeah, that's what it's actually called. It's happening on a Saturday.
Tell you what though, I need to renew my subscription to GAA Go as well, John, sponsors of the show.
Are they, like?
Are they not? I just assumed, like, that they
were. Fair point. Anyway, it's actually called GA Plus.
Plus what?
They changed the name, lad. People were complaining, so I guess they wanted a fresh start.
Ah, smart move. Besides, they were probably sick and tired of people telling them to GA go fuck.
GA Plus, now available for just 79 yo-yos.
Hey, every match included.
Well, no, and the season's only 14 weeks long, at most.
Right, but the name is new.
That's a plus.
Hey!
Hey!
Way.
Here, lad, you see they're after putting stewards to watch the Molly Malone statue now.
All because of shocking behaviour. People taking very inappropriate photos, some brass neckbite.
I think it's more her brass melons are more interested in, like.
No way, I always thought she sold cockles and mussels, no?
Cockles!
Hey, lad, shut up. Jeez, we'll get into trouble again. Come on, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, lads, if you see a statue of fine-looking Bjor, be sound.
Right.
Keep your hands to yourself. Come
yeah,
on.
That goes for Molly Malone, Statue of Liberty, and Olivia. Is there anyone else I'm forgetting?
Well, I have to say, big Jim Larkin is away about him after a rake of pints.
Lad.
Just saying.
Now, we received a load of messages about the latest on the GA catfish. Lads have to say, we cannot talk about it.
That's right, B. It's a very sensitive and private situation.
Yep.
Duty of care and the law.
Yeah, which is why we can't stop making 3-hour-long podcasts about it. Delicious content growth, all the same, to be fair.
Yeah. But we can't talk about it.
Yeah, because we've already milked.
Because it's due to an incredibly delicate ecosystem, subject to litigation, and even commenting would have high court ramifications pertaining to statues on Jupiter.
Sorry, lad, had to do it. You were gone all thesaurus on us again there.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, they don't call me Johnny Smacks for nothing.
Hey!
Lad!
April 4th, 2025, from the secret files of the civil service, imply number 1708, Kitty Corridor, letter to retired colleague, facsimile enclosed.
Dear Concepta, thank the Lord for Donny Trump's trade war. It has taken the hate out of the Oireachtas baking time hideo entirely. Only now Lady Verona is peacocking around the place like she's unstoppable, though unbearable might be more like it. Her staff are slagging her to her face, but ask Wailga. So that face looks as confused and sad as Nigel Farage watching T.G. Cahir for the first time. The poor woman. Saw her in a Costa coffee, trying to call order on a cappuccino, but such is her lack of authority, she was standing there for half an hour, while everyone just talked over her. In the meantime, the most bloated of the political columnists say, we can't continue as a nation without Oireachtas committees. Are they touched? Since when did a committee solve anything in this country? Sure, all they are is lads full of the chair with the ego, getting sneered at by secretaries general who can neither be fired nor put to work.
Look at the Oireachtas Committee on Public Accounts. Sure, they'd be as well to meet in a public toilet and pour a couple of hundred grand into the Leharis for all the use it is. Sure, that's what they should do with all taxpayers' money at this point. Down the jacks. Cut out the middlemen. Or Barry Heenan, as he's known. The middling man with a fairly big middle. Oh, he's turned savage on Fingers Lowry and moved seats away from him and the doll. So Barry finds himself now stuck in the middle between Denny Healy Ray and Owen Hayes. Ha! The three of them looking like they were put out with the bins. Ah, it is hard to spot April Fools in this place, Concept, I tell you. Honestly, when I saw Jennifer Double Barrels McNeil saying she's found €630 million in savings for the HSE, I thought, now that's a good one. I laughed for 20 minutes straight until it turned out she expects us to believe it. So they're spending €30 billion on health these days? €30 billion! And yet the nearest medical service to half the population is a dodgy Botox jab you get in a hair salon above a vape shop or a pizza eating house where the kids to be clogging up their arteries. Listen, I must go. The cabinet ministers have been getting paid now for 2.5 months and some of them are fast thinking about doing a day's work by now. Ah, there's nothing worse than a minister who thinks there's more to them than genes, gender and geography. Huh? I'm fit to be tied. Ah, it'd be a mercy to tell them the truth. That this country only exists to make tax-dodging Yankees billionaires and making salad-dodging hoteliers millionaires. But sure, what in the name of Foster and Allen would be the fun in that, I ask you? Totally bewildered. Your devoted friend, Kitty Corridor.
A lovely sticky prosecco. Hello. Okay. Welcome to the Upfront Podcast. Katie here, filling in for Claire. Is this? Sorry. Okay. Little voice in my ears tell me this is actually my show now. You sure? Wow. Okay. Right. Now, in recent days, Labour Party has been lashed out of by the government for doing a line with the Shinners over the Lowry Lads row. Ivana Batchik is here, unfortunately.
Hello, yes.
Let's check your mic for Levis first of all, Ivana.
Yeah.
What would you do to a slice of pan?
Actually, I prefer a chia seed loaf.
Okay, that'll do.
Right.
Now, once upon a time, the Labour Party was all about propping up right-wing housing crisis austerity governments.
Well, that's not
the... Now, you might as well be playing bongos in Air Square, you're so far left.
I don't think that's a fair characterisation.
What are you at?
We as a party are a voice for the left, for progressive, for middle-class moms who transport their children to school in those giant toddler cycling wagons, the really big ones, that are mostly about showing they own a big enough house to store them in. And that's...
Yourself and Mary Lou are gal pals now, aren't you? She's like Taylor Swift and you're like her less famous squad.
Well, I think we're all pop stars in our own right, actually. She might be like Taylor Swift, but I'm more like Carole King.
Carole King, ah, Jesus, you want to update the references there, love. Admit it, you're a Shinner minion.
No,
you're dancing to Mary Lou's tune. Thank you, voice in my ear.
Well, okay. I don't follow anyone's orders unless Mary Lou asks me to scooch over on the plinth and get her an Americano. She really can be quite demanding, actually.
Okay, right, I'm going to bring in Minister Patrick O'Donovan now. Minister, why are you rummaging through the recycling bin there? What are you at?
I'm looking for a waste of public monies.
What?
How much were them headphones? Who procured them? Could you have got them cheaper on adverts.ie?
Look, you're not here to lambaste Archie. It's Labour's time. Now go.
Oh, yeah. Cavorting with the yabs on the left, Batchik. Engaging in street politics.
What?
Eamon Gilmore will be turning in his grave.
Well, first of all, Eamon Gilmore is alive and well.
Or at least alive and swelling.
Katie, I used to respect the Labour Party. Their willingness to cut the blind pension and youth dole, then bear the brunt of the public's dissatisfaction. 'Twas patriotic what they done. But now Ivana seems to think she's Greta Thunberg or something.
Okay.
It's very sad.
But come here, why do you care, like? You can't handle your ex moving on with someone new. Is that right, Doge Dude?
Oh, that's good. Burn.
Not at all. We're very happy with our new partners, actually. Thank you very much.
What about the Social Democrats and all the...
Very relevant.
Snap, high five, Patrick.
Sorry, I don't high five hooligans.
For goodness sake.
Katie, while I'm here, I want to talk about book festivals.
Okay, the voice in my ear says we're out of time.
Far too much rural accommodation has been given over to otters and jollies. It needs to end.
Okay, we have to go now.
Don't get me started on Bloomsday.
No.
Granted, my constituents might support all the eating of kidneys and offal.
Right.
But if you want to wear quail hats on bicycles, do it on your own dime.
Right.
Taxpayers will not subsidise it.
Okay.
Not no longer.
Okay, there we leave it.
How much is the voice in your ear being paid for this now? I want to see invoices and receipts.
Unbelievable. Did you see me up there, Elon, in the Rose Garden? I was like Oprah giving away free cars.
Cool.
You get a tariff, you get a tariff. Everybody gets a tariff.
Yeah.
Except Russia and North Korea. No one knows why.
You really show them who's boss, even though it's actually me.
Good one, Elon.
What?
You lost an election in Wisconsin. That's what I heard a lot of people say, that even though you wore a cheese on your head.
Well, it was a hat made of styrofoam.
Like all American cheese will be once my tariffs bring all the manufacturing back home. Yeah. You should be happy, by the way. Tariffs
what?
And the EU automobile industry, your Tesla sales are going to explode, dude.
My Teslas are already exploding. My dealerships are being torched all around the world in protest.
Who knows? Maybe crazy EVs are just spontaneously exploding. That's what I'm hearing. Or
no.
Maybe it's arson. I don't know. Nobody knows.
No, it's woke lunatics who want to cause American jobs all over the country.
It's disgusting. The left are threatening Tesla jobs and distracting you from getting on with the business of massive job cuts in the federal service for no reason.
Yeah, well, everything I do is masterful in its execution. And
I can't help but think of you wearing the big cheese in your head at this moment.
Okay, so I was encouraging them to vote Republican in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. I spent a fortune on, like, novelty-sized checks.
You should meet my tariff chart guy.
Who?
He does a great deal.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it didn't work. They voted in a Democrat.
What a bunch of losers. Democracy is so 2024. By the way, I hear you're stepping down from Doge.
What?
Because your approval rating is such a disaster. Sad. Who's going to be my scapegoat now?
Yeah, but this was always the plan, right? That I would step down after 130 days.
Sure, if you want. I don't know anything about it. I'll spin whatever Trump truth you want. We could say, Elon's gone.
What?
Another job cut by Doge.
Okay.
Tremendous success. Nobody's seen success like this.
Well, I'll say, because I'm a totally powerful bro dude with a spectacular high sperm count, there must be some way that I can hold on to my job for a little bit longer.
But I don't think so. Not unless you stage an insurrection.
Like you might have to in 4 years.
Oh, I don't know. It's harder and harder to achieve an insurrection these days, especially with all the Viagra guys based in Ireland.
Oh, yes.
Those horny-handed sons of Erin.
Wow.
They've stolen all of our boner pills.
Right.
We're going to get them all. We're going to bring all of them back. All the blue pills are coming back to daddy.
That's really
cool. Okay, that'll be all, Elon.
Wait, what?
Thank you.
No, I can't.
Service is no longer required.
Oh.
Believe me.
But, okay.
I need a foot rub. Somebody send little Marco in here with his grubby little fingers. Ugh.